them.
The Sultans of Strings concert, Christmas Caravan, is taking place at the Flatow Markham Theatre December 13th at 8 p.m. With us to talk about it is bandleader and violinist Chris McCool. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this sounds very exciting.
Oh, this is going to be such a fun show. Christmas Caravan tour has really taken off, but this special show at Markham Theatre, we have a whole pile of special guests joining us. Well, we've got Rebecca Campbell, singer to the stars. We've got Latin songstress Amanda Martinez joining us. We've got Ken Whiteley, who's a real roots gospel legend in Toronto, Canada. And we've got Donny Roberts from the African Guitar Summit joining us. So it's going to be a real smorgasbord.
Is this, I mean, I'm looking at the schedule of your tour here, and you are literally going across the country and down into the States. Now, do you have special guest stars at each stop that you make, or if you can?
We do. We love to be able to collaborate with different artists on the road. So we're in Ottawa. We're performing with Kalili Evans.
Oh, really?
We've got Rebecca on all the shows and bringing in sometimes local string players, too, along the way. It's pretty
fun for us.
Now, does it do you justice, your band justice, to say that you play world music?
It does. We like to bring in everything that comes to Canada through musical immigration. So in this show, we're performing gypsy jazz from Eastern Europe, rumba flamenca from Southern Spain, Cuban rhythms, Arabic rhythms from my heritage, all kinds of bringing it all together. Tying it together with a neat little bow with some East Coast Celtic music.
Wait, nice. Stop. What did you just say? From your heritage?
Yes, McCool would have been pronounced Mahul in Kafirmishki, Lebanon, where my ancestors are from.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, actually,
that's great.
A few years ago, I grabbed my father, who had just turned 80, and we ran off to Lebanon, and we found our ancestral village, along with a cousin we never knew before, and the old stone house where my grandfather grew up.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So that influences one of our songs that we're playing at Flatow Markham Theatre. It's our version of Green Sleeves that we've called Turkish Green Sleeves. So bring your belly dance outfit for that one.
Now, this CD that you're promoting as well, entitled, appropriately enough, Christmas Caravan. You were telling us this has been a huge hit for you.
Well, far surpassing anything we have done so far with Sultans of String, this one actually hit the Billboard World Music Charts and was featured in the New York Times in between the Beatles and Cheap Trick Christmas albums. So for me, I'm pretty much ready to retire. It's never going to get better than that.
Wait a minute, there's a Cheap Trick Christmas album?
I know, right?
Wait a minute.
That's the takeaway?
I read in your bio that you were just awarded the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal. What is that?
So that's something that was awarded maybe 3-4 years ago, and it was for my devotion to creating community through music and a lot of the fundraising initiatives I was doing, raising market money for ArtsCan Circle at the time. This tour actually is a fundraiser for the UN Refugee Agency.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
All along the tour, we're raising money to help some of the 67 million displaced people right now on Earth. The UN does great work, and so the money raised goes to medicine, clothing, shelter, food, clean water.
Nice.
And I guess we it's pretty important to mention the founder, Kevin Laliberté.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us about him?
Sure. So Kevin and I started Sultans of String. We actually did the calculation that we met 16 years ago.
Wow.
And when we first started playing together, we went out as Laliberté and McCool, but it sounded a bit more like a law firm than a world music band.
Doesn't it?
By the time we came out with our first album, we called ourselves Sultans of String. But he's an incredible guitarist. He has a real command of not just the Spanish music, but really hip jazz lines. So together with that kind of sense of listening to each other, the show is really fun. Our bass player, Drew Burston, is also from the jazz world.
I know Drew.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Of course.
And you just mentioned something that really clicked to me. I mean, listening to each other. That's a big thing, particularly when you're jamming with people, and especially, as you say, on this tour, you bring in other string players to play with you. I mean, it's like, I'm sure there's not much rehearsal time, so it's got to be, you've got to know what page each other's on.
Well, one of the shows on this tour, we're actually performing with a symphony orchestra, Symphony of the Kootenays in BC.
Really?
And yet we've got one rehearsal with them. Oh. So we have our big jazz ears on. That means that everyone is looking at everyone and listening to everyone, everything that's going on. We know how the song's going to start. We know how it's going to end. But everything in the middle is kind of like, I don't know.
Wow.
I hope this works out.
Which leads me to ask that, or perhaps we already know the answer, then, that you compose a lot of the music.
That's right. So we did compose a bunch of new Christmas songs, but we also really love taking some of the old standards. We thought it'd be fun to take those world musics and bring them to the Christmas songs that people like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes marrying it with an existing song or taking a traditional song and rewriting it, you know, stripping it back to the studs, figuring
sure.
out what's really
like
great about that song, mm-hmm. and then making it our own.
Now, I'm rather fascinated and curious to know about what is a Caribbean sleigh ride?
So Alex Cuba is a Grammy Award winning singer originally from Cuba, lives in the tiny town of Smithers, BC now. And we did a kind of a Caribbean version of Feliz Navidad, kind of a ska version.
Right.
Which
cool.
is a little bit crazy, but that's what we do when we're in Sultans of String.
Nice. Sure, sure. That must have been fun.
It was. Especially shooting the video. We went down to the beach here in Toronto and made it look like we were on a Caribbean beach holiday and but all wrapped up, you know, wrapping each other up in Christmas wrapping paper and riding sleds on the beach and stuff.
That's fantastic.
It sounds like you guys really have a great time.
I have a great job. It's really fun. Christmas time all throughout the year, my wife is like, what the heck is going on?
So what's, okay, this tour obviously wraps up just prior to Christmas proper. What's next for the Sultans of String?
Well, after this big Christmas tour, we're actually doing Turkish Greensleeves tune that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And we had this incredible Turkish Roma string group perform on the song. And we love the sound so much that for the next album, we're going over to Turkey. We're going to do a whole album with them.
Oh, wow.
They're really amazing. Like the kind of Turkish string performing that they do is different from other parts in the Middle East. Is very much a unique sound, and mm-hmm. and I just love it. It's very ethereal, mysterious, and powerful all at the same time.
So you're a band leader and a violinist.
That's
so
me.
How often are you playing the violin as opposed to being the leader of the band?
You know, it's a good question. So I get to play violin every night on stage with mm-hmm. the other guys, but mm-hmm. then all day I do the paperwork.
Oh,
which is,
that's it.
Yeah, it's like booking the flights, getting the car rental, doing payroll.
Man. That's a lot of work.
It is. Do you have any extra hours? I'm always looking for help.
right.
Well,
good.
I sleep in my extra hours.
Yes, of course.
But I want to thank you so much for coming in,
thank
Chris.
Thank you very much.
It sounds like a very exciting concert and also something novel to do for Christmas.
Exactly. Not the same old, same
old.
No,
exactly. Yeah. So we've been speaking with violinist and band leader of the Sultans of String's Chris McCool. The Christmas Caravan concert takes place December 13th at 8 p.m. at the Flatow Markham Theatre. For tickets, you can go to flatowtheatre.ca or call 905-305-7469. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks so much.
And now we are going to take a sample from their Christmas Caravan disc. This is by Leontovich. It's best known to you and I as the Carol of the Bells.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally a Ukrainian New Year's carol entitled The Little Swallow. And here's their rendition of it.